listening to the Informed Traveler Radio Show. Well, it's the Canada Day weekend, so we start our show this week talking about the second half of the year's Canada 150 celebrations. To help us out is Seema Tawan. She is a travel writer and editor for Wear Magazine. Their website is wear.ca. Hi, Seema.
Hi, Randy.
Yesterday was Canada Day. It kind of seems that, you know, everyone might think that all the celebrations have peaked, but still, there's lots of celebrations to go on. We've got a whole summer ahead of us. I imagine a lot of international travelers will be here celebrating along with us, right?
Yes. I feel like all of, you know, the mountains are already booked up. It's very hard to find space, but there's also a lot of new adventures. So, for example, in the Okanagan, if you like cars as much as I do, you can rent a Tesla or an exotic car and drive around for the day.
Now, when you say exotic cars, what kind of cars are you talking about? Like Lamborghinis and Ferraris?
Yes,
and
If you're sticking with the adventure, in Jasper, you can rent a Harley. You can't actually drive it, but you can ride the Harley. But it's a great way to see different animals, and actually just experience the roads in a unique format.
Now, when you said you can ride it, but you can't rent it, what did you say?
Well, you can rent it, but you're not the driver.
Oh, I see. I get it. So you have someone driving for you.
Yes.
Well, that's even better. I don't even know how to ride a motorcycle. So,
well, there you go.
I'd rather have someone riding it for me.
Yeah, and they have a sidecar, so if you have kids or if you're two people, you can all ride together.
See, that would be me. I'd be in the sidecar. Be an interesting way to see the mountains, that's for sure. There's this app called Passport 2017 that I want to touch upon. Talk about a little bit about that.
Yes, so Passport 2017 is an app partner with the federal government, and it lists all events related to Canada 150 celebrations across the country. It's really cool because you can be anywhere in Canada and look up what's happening related to the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also narrow it down based on your interests. So whether it's music or sports or travel, you can pick, you know, events related to that.
Well, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, there's a whole list of events. And then if you have an event coming up, you can also list your event. Can you not?
I believe so, yeah. I feel like there will be a process. So you'll probably have to email Passport 2017. But you can certainly do that, and it's a great way for us to be in touch with what's going on, no matter where we are in Canada.
Well, that's a cool little thing to have, because, as you said, there's all kinds of events still happening. Do you have a favorite place that or some place that you're looking forward to that you haven't visited yet?
Well, I visited most of Canada, but the Yukon is definitely one of my favorite places. It's really hard to get over how huge the landscape really is in the Yukon. And if you were to look at the size, if you took Yoho National Park and Banff National Park, if you combine them, and it's three times the size of that. So it's just grand.
Well, and the Yukon's becoming quite popular these days. Especially in the summertime, it's the land of the midnight sun. But people even venture up there in the winter too, don't they?
Yes, it's very popular in the winter because of the Northern Lights, because of their dog sledding tours. So you can take these long tours, you can camp, you can see the Northern Lights, and it's really a beautiful adventure.
Seema Tawan is a travel reporter, editor for Wear Magazine, the website wear.ca, and that is also where you'll find the Passport 2017 page and app where you can find out all of the upcoming events for the rest of the year for Canada 150. Again, that link is at wear.ca. Thanks for your time, Seema. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.